You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has reported 1,750 new COVID-19 cases and 9 deaths, as Melbourne enjoys its first weekend out of lockdown. More than 39,000 vaccines were administered in the state-run hubs, with 72% of Victorians now fully immunised. The number of COVID-19 patients in hospital across the state has dropped to 770. But the state's testing commander, Jerome Weimar, says there has been a worrying increase in case numbers among regional Victorians and the young, which make up almost a third of cases in Melbourne.
So these are our children and our students who are clearly very active in the community. In regional Victoria, 38% of all the cases are under the age of 19. So please, I'd call out to the younger Victorians amongst us, you are particularly vulnerable at this point in time in running into friends and associates who are COVID positive. Please take every care to make sure you don't become one of those statistics.
Stay-at-home orders were lifted on Friday after the 70% double dose mark was reached. More restrictions are expected to be eased next weekend as the state closes in on the 80% over 16s fully vaccinated figure. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, there have been 332 new locally acquired cases and a further 2 deaths. 469 patients are in hospital, a drop of 13 on the previous day, with 123 in intensive care. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has urged the federal government to allow more overseas workers into the country to help pandemic-affected industries recover.
Obviously, our focus is on returning Australians, but we need to address the skills shortage and the labour shortages across the state. And that occurs in regional New South Wales with a lot of agricultural industries, but also particularly in hospitality, who are doing it tough. What the feedback I've received over the last week is trades up 200%, but staff's down 50%. And that is a real challenge facing the hospitality sector in New South Wales.
The state's first dose vaccination figure has now hit 92.8%, with 83.7% fully immunised. Queensland has launched a vaccination blitz in a bid to boost lagging numbers in some areas of the state. Younger residents and those outside the capital, Brisbane, are being targeted, with 116 schools opened up as pop-up sites to get the shot against COVID-19. The state has reported no new COVID-19 cases, but Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. James Smith has warned the virus will spread with the reopening of borders. He says future lockdowns may be needed in areas where there are low vaccination rates.
In many regional and remote areas, particularly in smaller communities, I guess there's a sense of apprehension and even a sense of complacency, people feeling that perhaps COVID isn't the immediate risk that it actually is. Those people also often have more difficulty accessing health services due to the geographic location that they live in.
About 74% of the state's over 16s have received their first vaccine dose, and pharmaceutical company Pfizer says smaller doses of its COVID-19 vaccine have been shown to be more than 90% effective in school children. The company has posted its vaccine study as United States regulators consider opening shots up to 5 to 11-year-olds.
If we compare antibody responses in adolescents and young adults, children 5 to 11 years of age who get that lower dose, their antibody levels are just as strong. And so that allows us to use a dose that's about 70% lower in children age 5 to 11 than has been used in adolescents and young adults. Presumably, that would mean fewer side effects.
The low-dose shots could begin early next month in the US if regulators give the go-ahead. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.